the race for the Democratic Party nomination for Arkansas governor is, as of now, a solo affair. Former Congressman Mike Ross is the only candidate seeking the party's nod after Bill Halter left the race earlier this summer. The Ross campaign earned an endorsement from the current governor and fellow Democrat Mike Beebe, a move that should keep any other Democrat from thinking about entering the race.
This weekend, Mike Ross sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas to discuss the race, his stand on health care reform, and more. The conversation was part of the political program Capital View that airs on KARK-TV in Little Rock and is co-hosted by David Goines. Roby began the conversation by asking the candidate if he thinks endorsements, like the one he received from Governor Beebe, matter.
I think this endorsement matters, and I think it matters a lot. Governor Beebe and I spent 10 years together working side by side in the Arkansas State Senate. We know each other very well, and you know, it's not just another governor endorsing his party's candidate for governor. We have a very special relationship. We've known each other for a long time, and this is the governor with the highest approval rating of any governor in America, and one of just four governors that kept Arkansas operating in the black during the height of the economic recession.
So, well, what's he going to do? Is he going to help you raise money? Is he going to go out and campaign for you on the trail?
I think it just helps with momentum. You know, it's been an unbelievable 4 months for us. We got in this race. John Burkhalter was talking about running. He's now running for lieutenant governor. He's endorsed me. Bill Halter has gotten out of the race. He's endorsed me. We raised over $2 million in our first quarter, which almost doubled the previous state record in Arkansas in fundraising. And getting Governor Beebe's endorsement, I think, just keeps that momentum going. And as people get to know me better, you know, I'm well known pretty much south of I-40. I've got a lot of work to do north of I-40 in terms of getting known because, you know, Asa Hutchinson's been running for statewide office for 28 years. I've never run for state office. So, you know, I've got 15 months to get there, and I'm confident if people get to know me, then they'll understand why the people in South Arkansas consistently elected me and reelected me 10 years in the state Senate, 12 years in the U.S. House of Representatives.
What's the question you're getting maybe when you go to North Arkansas, you know, areas of the state that you didn't represent in Congress? Give me an example of the number one question you're getting. Healthcare related?
No, that rarely comes up. They want to know about my positive vision for the future of the state, and we talk about that. I've got a strong vision that's about education. We need to invest more in early childhood education, after school programs, summer programs. We need to do more with STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we got to do a better job of preparing our young people either for college or career tech or for the workforce. And that's something that I think Governor Beebe has done a tremendous job on, but there's always room to grow and do better. And that relates directly to job creation. You know, when industry looks at Arkansas, when they choose another state over Arkansas, it's overwhelmingly because they can't find an educated, trained, skilled workforce that's available that's not already working in the workforce. So we got a lot of people unemployed. We got to get them educated, trained, and skilled so that we can get the good-paying, high-tech jobs we used to say of tomorrow, but they're of today. And that's really what my campaign is all about. You know, it's pretty simple. I want every child in the state to grow up knowing and having faith that if they do their best in school, if they play by the rules, if they work hard, if they don't fear failure, they can grow up and achieve their God-given potential, and they shouldn't have to leave Arkansas to do so.
David mentioned health care, and I do want to get you to defend this vote that you took because it is something that Republicans are going to lead a charge against you and other candidates in this next election cycle. Republicans say you were the deciding vote for health care in a committee vote back in 2009, that you could have stopped that bill. It was, at the time, the bill that the president was trying to develop in the House of Representatives. Why did you vote for it at that time?
Well, first of all, that's a lie. There was no deciding vote. The vote was 31-28. And people that continue to blog and through social media and even on this program, those who continue to say that I was a deciding vote need to go back to third grade math because there's no deciding vote in a 31-28
vote. But you did vote for it. So tell me why you voted for that bill at the time.
Obamacare was a Senate bill. It never went through my committee. I voted no. I voted to repeal it. In fact, I'm the only candidate running for governor who's voted against Obamacare and voted to repeal Obamacare. The bill they talk about is a bill that happened 8 months earlier. It had a different bill number. It had a different name. And one of the things that I got done is I made it better for small businesses. I think at the time, if you back up 8 months before Obamacare became law, everybody knew we needed health care reform. I mean, if we do nothing, no one's going to be able to afford insurance in another 10 years. And we got some concessions made on that particular bill. including getting a vote delayed until after the August break. You remember when they were trying in 09, trying to cram it down everybody's throat before the August break? And I led the effort to put the brakes on it to say, whoa, wait a minute. We need time. Every member of Congress needs to go home and listen to their constituents, face their constituents before casting a vote this important. And that's what I did. I came home. I did 80-something town hall meetings. And I learned that basically everybody, their brother and their mama, was against Obamacare. And I went back, and in September of 09, I announced in September of 09 that I'd be voting no on Obamacare. The vote didn't occur until the next March, 6 months later, and I voted no, and I voted to repeal it. They keep referencing a bill that was in my committee 8 months before Obamacare that had a different bill number, a different bill name, and died. Obamacare was a Senate bill.
Was it substantively the same?
Well, there were like five bills on health care reform floating around at the time. And again, I thought we needed health care reform, and I did my best to try and give the people in this country a bill that they could accept. And at the end of the day, they didn't want any part of it. I did my job as a representative. I listened to the people, and I voted no, and I voted to repeal. Look, this is the same untruthful attack they leveled against me in the 2010 election. I was running for re-election in a district that Charlie Cook says is as Republican as Michelle Bachmann's. I had not one but two opponents. Had these same attacks, I received nearly 60% of the vote. It didn't work in 2010. It's not going to work in 2014.
Mike Ross is a Democratic candidate for governor, and he talked with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, this weekend on Capitol View. The program airs on KARK-TV in Little Rock and is co-hosted by David Goines. You can see and hear more from the conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.